Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, welcome to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers, and it's Sunday, and it's just me today, and a recorded interview that I have that I did with celebrity chef Sam Talbot. He was very gracious enough to spend some time with me on the phone a few years ago when his book was coming out. His book is called Living the Sweet Life, Diabetes Without Boundaries. And for those of you who don't know who Sam Talbot is, Sam Talbot was a finalist on Bravo's Top Chef for season 2. He was also a fan favorite. Sam Talbot has diabetes type 1, but he does not like to be defined by his diabetes. And I interviewed him for an interview that I did for Mind Body Green. If you're here on the show page, you can also go check out the actual article on Mind Body Green. Look up celebrity chef Sam Talbot on yoga, surfing, and living with diabetes. I'm going to play the interview with Sam that I did here really shortly. I just wanted to give you a little more background on not only Sam, but also on what you're going to hear. This is a really intimate interview. I'm really grateful that he took some time. I actually caught up with him one morning as he was headed to a yoga class in New York City, so it was kind of cool. He was chatting with me while he was walking down the street on his cell phone. And so here's a little bit more about Sam Talbot and also how this will be relevant for you, whether or not you have type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes, or you're just looking to live a healthier lifestyle in general. This is an amazing interview. Again, I also recommend checking out the actual recorded, like the written version of this on Mind Body Green, but author and celebrity chef Sam Talbot had a new book out at the time. It was called The Sweet Life, Diabetes Without Boundaries, and of course that book is still out. You can go ahead and check that out. The Sweet Life is chock full of fresh, vibrant recipes, as well as one-of-a-kind tips from Sam on how to navigate the road of living with diabetes. Any way you slice it, Sam Talbot is the model for living a healthy lifestyle and has a visceral understanding of how to live in harmony with the food that sustains us. Sam is really big on sustainability. And like I mentioned, he was a finalist on Bravo's Top Chef for season 2. So I'm going to read just a little bit from some of the excerpts here from my article that I wrote about him on Mind Body Green. Okay, so I asked him, for instance, you're a chef and a foodie who also happens to have type 1 diabetes. What is your message with your new book? And he says, you know, there are about 26 to 28 million people living with diabetes, with another 7 to 8 million who are undiagnosed. And most of the people think that the food they can eat on a daily basis is really boring or bland, or they have to be in a prison. They can't eat this and they can't eat that. And this book is really out there to show them that that's not the case. Fresh food that's left alone speaks for itself, and you can really live a life and do everything that you want to do living with diabetes. It truly can be a life living without boundaries. And he also goes on to say that the really cool thing is that if everyone were eating like a diabetic, the world would be a lot healthier of a place. We'd have less obesity, less heart attacks. So this book is for foodies or anyone who's looking to take food more seriously, and also knowing where your food is coming from and knowing what it does for your body. So Sam is really into sustainability. So we talk about this later. You know, he believes in protecting the oceans. He believes in protecting the lands and the smaller farmers, eating fresh and cooking fresh, using the right ingredients, things that don't harm the earth and your body at the same time. And Sam is also really into taking care of himself in terms of surfing and yoga and exercise. So he definitely talks about surfing in this interview, which is pretty cool. He's really close friends with a family of surfers, and so one of the brothers from this family taught him how to surf, and he actually even opened up a restaurant called the Surf Lodge. So he's really into that, and he also does yoga. So yoga helps him to, he kind of uses it to kind of stretch after he's worked out, and it's a really good way to stay in balance. So he's also a huge proponent of exercise in general. I asked him, why is exercise so important to him? And he says, my whole thing is being healthy, being fit, and being able to do all the things I want to do, whether it's to jump on a plane and go surfing in Costa Rica or to go hiking in Wyoming. Whatever it is, I need to be fit. I need to be healthy. Leading a healthy, active lifestyle is really the only option. There is no other option for me. Diabetes or not, I remember as a kid, you know, most kids are outdoors running around. I was always like that. I got diagnosed at 12, and I never skipped a beat. I never changed. If anything, it's driven me to be more as healthy as possible. And he goes on to talk about how surfing is one of the best forms of exercise. He does it for hours, and he says it's almost like cooking. So, and he also talks about like how you can kind of lose yourself in it because there's no BlackBerry, there's no iPhone, it's just you and the water, and kind of that he gets in the same zone in the kitchen. And now this is a different subject, but we've definitely, I think, gotten to the point where, you know, we have to start kind of giving ourselves time to actually live and take care of ourselves and, you know, find that space where we can kind of be in a meditative place and slow down time and give ourselves actually time to feel good and live well, because everything is such a rush these days, and we're definitely living in the age of information overload. But so Sam finds surfing and cooking are really good to kind of get in that meditative space. So, and then he also talks about some hard-won tips that he gives to those who have type 1 diabetes or to those who just wish to live the healthiest lifestyle possible. And so he says, when you see me, you don't see diabetes. You see this guy who is always fit, doing whatever, cooking, surfing. I could obviously go the other way. I could not care, have all this crap in my pantry and my refrigerator. You have to rid yourself of all these things that are bringing your body down, slowing you down. So no matter what, no matter how hard you try, you're just going to feel sluggish. You're not going to have that same pop. So the sweet life tells you how, and then he goes, actually, you know, he actually gives you some really practical tips in his amazing cookbook. He's got some amazing recipes in there, I have to tell you. Like, this guy is a serious chef. How he gives you very practical tips, like for, you know, things that you can kind of trade out for, that you can keep the flavor, but like for instance, making clam chowder, you don't have to use a ton of butter or white flour, heavy cream. In his book for clam chowder, he uses almond milk, brown rice flour, smoked fennel. Doesn't that sound really intriguing? So pretty cool stuff. So again, I am going to play this very exclusive interview that I did with celebrity chef Sam Talbot, and really, really great interview. And again, I caught up with him as he was heading to a yoga class in New York City one morning. And here's the interview, and I hope you enjoy it. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
More Americans are watching their weight. Many are on reduced fat diets. Yet the demands of everyday life prevent most of us from strictly keeping to our weight management goals, especially when it comes to fatty foods we sometimes consume. Luckily, there's naturally sourced stimulant-free supplement to help eliminate fat from foods called Caloreve. Taken with meals containing fats, clinically tested Caloreve binds with the fat from food and reduces up to 500 calories a day. Caloreve can give you the edge in managing your weight. Caloreve helps maintain healthy cholesterol and triglyceride levels as well. Caloreve needs no prescription and is available at your local GNC, Walgreens, and soon CVS store, or online at caloreve.com. That's CALOREASE.com. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blog Talk Radio.
And just so you know, everyone, Sam's coming on the line here in just a few moments. This is pre-recorded, so he's coming right on. Stay tuned. Hi, is this Sam?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sam. Thanks so much for being here. This is Edie.
Hey, Edie. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. Thank you. Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Sweet story.
Sure. Okay. Well, I know that you you have about, 15 to 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and get started. First of all, is there anything that you for sure want to cover that you want to talk about?
I think your question's pretty much covered. You're talking about, you're asking about the book and everything, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, good. So I'll just ask you the first question. You're a chef and a foodie who also happens to have type 1 diabetes. So what is your message with your new book, The Sweet Life, Diabetes Without Boundaries, would you say?
You know, it's there's about 26 million people living with diabetes, right? There's another, actually, it's more like 28 million. There's another 7, 8 million that's been undiagnosed.
Okay.
And most of the people, most of those people think that the food that's accessible to them that they can eat on a daily basis is just really boring or bland, or they have to be almost like in a prison, you know, where they can't eat this, they can't eat that. Mm-hmm. And this book is really out there just showing them that that's not the case, that with like really fresh food that's just sort of left alone, speaks for itself, really great, heart healthy, added ingredients, whether if you're using a white flour, or if you were using a white flour, now you'd be using a chickpea flour or an almond flour, things like that make sense for your body. You know?
Okay.
So that's kind of the general message that I'm putting out there, that, you know, you can live a life and do everything you want, living with diabetes, and it's a life without boundaries, and that's just basically the message of the book. And the cool thing is that, you know, if everybody were to be eating like a diabetic, the world would be a lot healthier place, right? We'd have less obesity, we'd obviously a lot of less heart attack, heart health. So it's just a book, you know, the foreword's written by a doctor, the preface is written by Eric Prepare. So it's really for foodies or people that are just trying to really take food seriously and know where it comes from and what it does for their body.
Okay, that's great. It kind of sounds like it gives people the freedom, like maybe diabetics that didn't think they had the freedom to eat what they wanted to, like, or permission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, that's they think that they're sometimes they're just like, oh my gosh, I have to change my entire my lifestyle and this and that. And the thing is at the end of the day, you do, and you should have to change some things about your normal eating routine. If you are diagnosed with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or if you are trying to take your health seriously, you know, there's just a lot of refined products that people eat all too often in the grocery stores, and those are the aisles that we're trying to kind of like shut down and keep away from, so we can just keep it natural, keep it fresh, and really show people that there's so much more exciting food out there than what they maybe tend to gravitate towards in their pantry or the refrigerator.
Okay, that's so great. And just so you know, we're doing this for mindbodygreen.com, which is a wellness, yoga and wellness community. So this will be perfect for them. They're going to love this.
Awesome.
So then you're quoted as saying that, I think this is from the juvenile diabetes site, you have to look at food in a certain way, not as a means of survival, but as a way that you would like to survive. So why is sustainability so important to you, both in terms of food and lifestyle?
Well, you know, in lifestyle, it's just, you know, I want my kids and their kids to be able to enjoy what I enjoyed, you know, growing up, et cetera. And, you know, if it takes an extra beat to be able to protect the ocean a little bit more, to recycle a little bit more, I just think it's a beautiful thing. So I'm really heavily involved with, programs like the seafood watch program at the Monterey Bay in California, really involved with CSAs out in, not only out east, you know, in Montauk, but also here in the city. To me, that's what it's about. It's just keeping it, you know, trying to keep it as mom and pop and as clean as possible, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then why do you love food so much? I know you get asked that question a lot.
Why do I love food so much? I mean, you know, food is such a cool thing, right? It's you know, you and I might not both agree on the same, you know, musical artist, or we might not like the same piece of art, or, you know, we might like to dance to a different beat, but at the end of the day, like, there's one thing, one strain that everybody in the world has in common, and it's food. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like you know, you can't really get any more grandiose or magnificent than that, right?
Okay.
So, you know, food to me, it's the basis. It's the means of, like I said, it's the way you need to, the way you'd like to survive, the way, you know, about your body's machine, and it goes back to the old saying of, you truly are what you eat. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, okay, yeah, that's great. And I just have to say, I really like your book, by the way, too. I thought it was really great. I like the combination.
You.
Yeah, I like the combination of your fabulous recipes and then also just the way you kind of describe your story and your lifestyle and all that. So
I appreciate that. Yeah, I saw one of your questions about yoga. I'm actually going to do yoga. I'm walking down the street to go to the gym
now. Oh, you
now.
Are? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you, so why is yoga one of the main parts of your workouts? How did you get into it? How did you get into it, and how does it benefit you, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, one of my close friends turned me on to it, just because, you know, when you're dealing, again, whether you're diabetic or not, the reason why, you know, I love doing yoga is because it keeps my joint, you know, it keeps me limber. I work out all the time, so like it keeps me where I'm not sore, where I'm always constantly stretching. It keeps me lean, keeps me toned, you know. And the other thing is, when you're living with diabetes, you know, a person living with diabetes, weight lifting is awesome for diabetes because, you know, it releases glucose in the blood, which then takes care of the, you know, eats the sugar. So, and yoga is doing that same thing, this, you know, those really deep stretches, et cetera. So, it's a great thing. I do it all the time as much as possible.
Okay. And then, and I also noticed in your book, you said that you do like 10 minutes in the beginning. You do like, it's like you clear your mind and do some kind of Zen thing. Is that, I'm just curious what that was about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just to sort of like, you know, living in New York City and all the madness, or whether you're like a mom in middle America or wherever, there's, you know, the day is hectic no matter where you are or what you're doing, whether you're a writer, whether you're a chef, whether you're a doctor or a construction worker, you know, there's a lot going on. So sometimes I just like to take, when I'm in the gym or when I'm, or, you know, not necessarily the gym, before I go to wherever it is, I just like to take 10 minutes to sort of like look down and see that both my feet are on the ground and that like my blood sugars, you know, I'll check my blood sugar, and it's just sort of like 10 minutes just to reflect. It's not like to go into a deep meditation or anything. It's just to sort of, all right, you know, the blood sugar's cool. Everything's in line. Just going to reflect for a minute, you know.
Okay.
Make sure here's the day's chores. All right, let's bang them out and then go do it. Because if not, you can just get, you know, caught into this dark, not dark, you can just get caught into this, like, you know, chaotic day where, like, it's jumbled and you're running around with your head cut off, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then go ahead.
No, what'd you say?
Oh, I was just going to ask you also, I said absolutely. So it kind of sounds like it centers you.
Yeah, it does. It's just it's a moment of centering and grounding. Exactly. That's all it does.
Okay. And then also, I know that you're a huge proponent of exercise in general. Why is exercise so important for you?
Exercise and sport, just the outdoors. The whole thing of exercise to me is no matter what shape or form it comes in, you know. I mean, I live in New York, so I walk everywhere I go, so I'm getting exercise like that. And, you know, and choosing yoga and just weightlifting. But my whole thing is that, you know, that's being healthy, being fit, being able to do all the things I want to do, whether it's travel, whether it's, you know, jump on a plane and go surfing in Costa Rica or go to hiking in Wyoming, whatever it is. Like, I need to be fit, I need to be healthy. And to me, an active lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, it's really the only option. There is no other option for me. Sort of diabetes or not. I remember as a kid, like, you know, most kids outdoors running around, I was always like that. When I got diagnosed at 12, I never skipped a beat. I never changed. If anything, it's driven me more to be, you know, more as healthy as possible, as fit as possible. And exercise is just, for me, it comes in all shapes, sizes, elements. Like I said, walking everywhere in New York City, surfing. You know, surfing is one of the best forms of exercise that I do. I do it for hours and just out there with friends, and it's one of the most therapeutic, like cooking almost. You know, it's just, you sort of like, you can lose your head in it. And, you know, there's no BlackBerry, there's no iPhone, there's no onions to be chopped. It's just you and water. And same thing in the kitchen, you know, it's just kind of like a man in his cutting board, I guess, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, I guess in the same thing in the kitchen, it's that same sort of zone, you know, like when a chef gets in the kitchen where it's the same intensity, that same drive,
right.
That same thing happens, you know,
because
it can happen in the water, so.
Interesting. And then I was going to ask you, how did you get into surfing? I thought it was great that quote you just said about it.
Yeah, one of my close friends, I'm really close friends with a family of surfers. Their parents surf every day, and then there's four boys, and they surf all the time. And one of the brothers taught me how, and then I caught the very first wave I ever tried to stand up on. I stood up on him, and he just said, he was like,
"Oh, wow."
He's like, a lot of people do that. That might mean something. I just fell in love with it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Buying surfing movies and watching surfing movies and opening up a restaurant called the Surf Lodge and, you know, the whole thing.
That's so great. And then, I have this other quote from you that says, I can only do what I do best when I feel my best. And it sounds like you are really, like, kind of, you talk about this in your book, too, like how you're, you know, you have to kind of be like a model for healthy living, and diabetes, type 1 diabetes almost gives you you kind of live that way because of it, but also maybe in spite of it?
Yeah. What'd you say, beside of it?
Yeah, well, just, yeah, regardless, like, it's just a healthy lifestyle.
Regardless, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you are your own model, right? Like, I'm the one, there's no other person that, like, has to look at me in the mirror every morning and be like, you know, okay with what they see. It's just me, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm my own role model, and every day I just need to. For me, it's just about pushing and striving and thriving and living. And if I'm sitting and I'm not doing, I get agitated and like I get ADD and I start to tear at the walls. You know what I mean? So when I'm moving, I'm best. When I'm creating, when I'm, you know, outdoors, in the nature, in the elements. That's when I'm at my finest, and so I'm just constantly pushing. And when I'm, you know, again, as a person living with diabetes or without, I think that my core friends, the people that I associate with on a daily basis, they have that same mentality. It's just, it's a lifestyle. And if it's something, you know, and when you believe in those things like sustainability, when you believe in protecting the ocean, when you believe in protecting the lands and the smaller farmers and eating fresh and cooking fresh and using the right ingredients and things that don't harm the earth and your body at the same time. You know, when you take all those things and you love being outdoors and you love just living, whether it's walking, whether it's just, you know, grounding yourself, I think,
That's so great. That's fantastic. And that kind of answers my other question is, like, I was going to ask you the last question was, what are some hard one tips you can give to those who have type 1 diabetes or to those who just wish to live the healthiest lifestyle possible? Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when, if you're living with or without, and it's something that, like, I mean, you know, when you see me, you don't see diabetes. You see this guy who's always fit, doing whatever, cooking, surfing. You know, and that's because of with the way I eat. It's the lifestyle that I live. I could obviously go the other way. I could not care and do all these things and have all this crap in my pantry, in my refrigerator. So I always tell people, like, you know, when the first thing you got to do is that you have to start with, like, it's almost a makeover for your refrigerator or your pantry, and you have to, like, you have to stand there, and it's a hard task. You have to rid your pantry of it and rid your refrigerator of all the bottled sauces and, you know, the sugary barbecue sauces and the corn syrup-ridden cereals and breakfast bars and all these things that are just, like, bringing your body down, slowing you down to the maximum amount where, like, no matter how hard you try, you're just going to feel sluggish. You're not going to have that same pop. And once you do that and you learn about it, and, you know, something with the street life, it tells you how, what the alternatives are, the heart healthy alternatives that make sense for your body. Whereas if you're making a fan chowder for your family, clam chowder has a ton of butter, has a ton of white flour, has a ton of bacon, a ton of heavy cream. Clam chowder that's in the book uses, I think it's hemp seed milk or almond milk, and instead of white flour, it's brown rice flour. And instead of bacon, it's smoked fennel. You know, like those types of things where you can still have the same foods that you grew up on, the same foods that maybe your family made for you or that your mother made for you or that you used to make with your mom or your grandma, and just switch them out a little bit to make, you know, some sense for your family and for your body and for your heart and for your mind and your soul. And that's that's how we do it. So we got to clean the refrigerator out, you clean the pantry out, and then you come in and you refill it with the almond milk, the hemp milk, the, you know, all the things that are in the book that we talk about. And if, once you start to do that, once you make that, clean out those things and they're not in your face every day and your family's down with it and everybody's grooving, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's so great. And then, yeah, I noticed you were mentioning some of the staples that are in your recipes that also manage your blood sugar levels, right? Like the
agave, cinnamon, turmeric. Like if you notice in the book, a lot of my recipes have a lot, you know, they have some serious flavor and some serious spice to them.
Yeah, because definitely.
What those spices do for your overall wellness, turmeric and ginger and cinnamon are three of the most, you know, antioxidant-ridden natural elements you can put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I incorporate them into my diet every day. You know, I take shots of ginger every morning. I take cinnamon supplements, not supplements. I just put cinnamon on a teaspoon and take it. Same thing as taking a cinnamon supplement. Yeah.
That's so great. And then, okay, so I just want to respect your time here. So I just want to ask you, is there any kind of takeaway that you want to leave with people for the interview? Or another question would be, what was your turning point? Or did you have a turning point? Do you know what I mean?
No.
I should be more clear. Like when you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, did you have a turning point? Like just, and also getting into a healthy lifestyle in general, is it something, I'm trying to remember what your story
said. I've always, you know, like, I think probably when I was like 15 or 16 and I was like, my friends were eating pizza after football and then I would eat pizza after football and then I would feel like shit. I wouldn't be able to, you know, do anything because my blood sugar would be 350. Like, I just started to realize, like, all right, like, dude, there's got to be a catch. Like, there's just, what's the catch? The catch is to, like, you know, don't eat pizza after football. it's kind of that simple. Like, you know, and my mom was always super creative about, like, not making me, like, feel so the odd man out. So it was peanut butter and apples or... if we were at a pizza place, like I would get a big Greek salad and or something like that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I go on these rants and these raves. And,
no, that's okay. It's good. This is all good. This is all great. So then, do you have like a takeaway, like something that you want to leave people with?
Something that you want to leave people with. Yeah, I just think that if you are diagnosed or you're newly diagnosed or a family or a loved one is diagnosed, that it's not and doesn't have to be as medicinal and as glooming as it sounds. Sometimes when you hear diabetes, you just think it's black cloud. And that's not the case. Like I said, there's 27, 26 million of us out there. And the sooner that we all sort of band together, I think we're going to be a lot better off. So, you're not alone, and I hope that I keep raising the levels of awareness. I'll keep doing my part to keep raising the levels of awareness and education and all the food signs and filling the web with content for people to keep learning. So you're not alone.
That's great. Well, I just thank you so much, Sam. This is I just really appreciate this, and I'll definitely send the copy when it's, you know, posted on the website to you and Dan, or to Dan, he can send it to you. And then I just really appreciate this, and like I said, I think your book's amazing, and your message is great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, cool. Have a great day, Edie.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so that was the recorded interview with celebrity chef Sam Talbot. Wasn't that awesome? Excuse me. I just want to thank Sam's agent at the time, or his current agent, for giving me permission to air that. Super, super cool. I really hope this interview helps a lot of you listening. And again, if you're on the show page, you can go check out I did the kind of transcribed version. Doesn't have everything in there, but on MindBodyGreen you can see, if you just Google Celebrity Chef Sam Talbot on Yoga, Surfing, and Living with Diabetes, that's the name of the article, you can see the highlights on there. But also, look up Sam's, obviously go get his book, The Sweet Life, Diabetes Without Boundaries, and also check out his other work. Sam is all over the place, like he's all over the web, and he's doing some really amazing things. So he's a huge advocate for living a healthy lifestyle in general. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I really want to thank Sam again for doing this interview with me, and also thanks to his agent again for giving me permission to air this. So thanks for listening, everyone, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Bye-bye.